You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 80 degrees in Salt Lake. KSL's top story, a new law in Florida to protect people from domestic violence, echoes something we're already doing here in Utah. Gabby Petito's parents say these laws could save lives.
I can say that if they had used a lethality assessment, I'm certain my daughter would be alive today.
KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has details.
As you'll recall, Gabby Petito was killed by her fiance while on a cross-country road trip in 2021, and that was after police in Moab had stopped the couple and seen her crying but let them go anyway. Florida's new law will require officers investigating domestic violence incidents to give a lethality assessment, asking questions to determine if a victim is at a higher risk of death or injury. Utah implemented a similar law last summer, which means more states are now looking at Utah's law as something worth following.
Petito's parents filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the Moab Police Department. A conference hosted by Pacific Islanders today is hoping to create some change in Utah. Pacific Islanders make up 1% of the state's population, but they're 6% of the homeless, up to 10% of the prison population. This group called PIC2R has brought together service providers, law enforcement, and community leaders in Taylorsville today. They're trying to create solutions and more cultural understanding towards stopping the violence. Court is adjourned for the weekend at the Chad Daybell trial, so what's in store next week?
To this point, the state has called just one witness, a Rexburg police detective, to help establish the basics of their investigation into the disappearance of Lori Vallow's kids, JJ Vallow and Tylee Ryan, and how they eventually found their bodies on Chad's property. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas tells me he thinks the state could use all of week two to finish establishing what happened to the kids, as well as what happened to Chad's first wife, Tammy Daybell. Outside of law enforcement, the state hasn't really named any other witnesses except for one, the wife of Lori's late brother, Alex Cox. Madison County Prosecutor Rob Wood says before he died, Alex told her
he was afraid he was going to be Chad and Lori's small guy.
Chad is facing multiple counts of murder and conspiracy in the deaths of the kids and his first wife. He faces the death penalty if he's found guilty. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
One person is dead after a semi crashed into a public safety building in Texas. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the driver of that semi intentionally crashing into the public safety office following that chase.
The Washington County Sheriff's Deputy and other law enforcement were behind this 18-wheeler. It was reported stolen.
Officer Justin Reese saying one person has died as a result of their injuries. Several others are in critical condition. The suspect was denied a commercial license at that same office yesterday. The U.S. is moving more troops and assets to the Middle East amid growing concerns that Iran could strike Israel in retaliation for the strike on an Iranian facility. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the administration is watching the whole situation closely with the intention of helping Israel and protecting American troops.
We still deem the potential threat by Iran here to be real, to be viable, and we're watching it as closely as we can.
The deployment of American troops is meant to deter Iran from launching a large-scale attack. Security is heightened for the Boston Marathon over concerns about the ongoing war in the Mideast and the highly charged political atmosphere here at home. It's been 11 years since the deadly terrorist attack at the finish line. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We're about 20 degrees above normal temperatures for today. We've tied the record for April 12th about an hour ago at 81. These warm temperatures are going to continue into the weekend, but senior meteorologist with the National Weather Service, Monica Traphagen, says this isn't going to last long.
I would say as we get to Monday and Tuesday of next week, our temperatures are going to be about normal for this time of year. As we get to Wednesday of next week, April 17th, then we're going to see temperatures 5 to 10 degrees below normal.
The clouds are going to stick around next week as well, giving us a small chance of some rain showers. This might seem counterintuitive, but Utah water watchers want to try and harness the power of the sun to save more water. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson reports.
The Weber Basin Water Conservancy District plans to put solar panels over a canal in Layton. The Assistant General Manager, Jonathan Perry, says it will help prevent evaporation. Plus, the panels will generate energy and the additional covering will improve water quality. They just received the federal funding they need to get started on the project.
Perry says other states and countries have done similar projects with success. An American Fork Elementary School teacher started a tradition of turning his classroom into his own version of Harry Potter's Hogwarts. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera took a portkey to Legacy Elementary for the details.
It's the fifth year in a row third grade teacher Michael Botita has treated his students who read the Harry Potter series as part of their curriculum to a Hogwarts-inspired classroom complete with a game of Quidditch on the field. Dressed head to toe as Professor Snape, Botita explained why.
My focus is always what is going to be best for the students. And yeah, it's kind of a day off of regular traditional learning, but these kids are worth it. And I like to make sure that everybody knows that our Utah kids are among the best in the nation.
Botita has taught in Utah for 31 years. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Here's Ricky Mies.
Just no easy way getting into Davis County tonight. We do have delays northbound I-15 from 6 North all the way up to 4th Northwest Bountiful. I-215's West Belt northbound from I-80 to Legacy and from Legacy into Bountiful all jammed up. Even surface street delays due to the emergency traffic on I-15. Expect some slowing northbound Redwood Road and on Highway 89. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute is on the way next. Stay right here.